Okay, hold on. You know what? I actually have a really good idea.
And hold on. And not just
hold
that.
Hold on. No, one second. I have a really good idea. One second. Hey, Saddam. Hey.
Saddam, are you okay?
Oh, no. Do you remember Ramadan when Baha tried to run us over in the parking lot? She came to Roots the other day.
Yeah. Run us over?
Remember Najah and Fatuma? And in mass parking lot? So anyways... On Monday, I went to Roots with my friends, and she was there watching me, and then she took out her phone like this, and so I was just trying to ignore her and avoid her, and so I was just sitting, and it waited until I thought she left, okay? And then me, and do you remember the girl with the green eyes and that? And then Dimple, remember Dimple? You remember Dimple. I asked them to walk with me outside, because I was like, I don't know, I had a really weird feeling. I was like, you guys want to walk with me outside to go to my car? Have you been to the new Roots building? It's like a dark hallway, alleyway on the side. Like, it's where like the stairs go up or something. That's good. So I think that's where she was waiting, because we didn't see her. And when we opened the door, she stuck herself. And then she said, Salam alaikum, Dunya. And I said, why? Because I'm Salam alaikum. And then Balashat. Oh, long time no see. Oh, you're not going to answer me. Oh, how's your brother doing? Oh. And then the whole, oh, don't worry, I'm gonna make sure the whole world knows who you really are, Sheikha Zania. And then she's like, oh, in the day of judgment, and I don't know what. And then I just didn't say anything because I didn't want to like make it worse. And then she was parked right in the front, like illegally, where you can't park. And then when me and Dimple and Sanat were walking to the car, she literally tried to run us over. And then, like, Dimple and Sanat were so confused, and then I had to tell them, like, that she's my brother's ex and whatever, and I don't know why she hates me so much and whatever. And then they were gonna call the police, and I didn't know what to do.
You should have filed the restraining order where she can't be anywhere that you are. Because if you have a restraining order where she can't be 60 feet, she can't come to know how to go your out.
But
if
then,
she walks in and you're there, she'd have to leave.
Yeah, but then I would be, whatchamacallit, like stopping someone from running this shit. It's like a sucky feeling. So Sana actually talked to Mufti Kamani about it, one of my teachers, because she was like, no, it's for your safety. And so, do you remember at Valley Ranch too, that time? And I called you?
Fajr?
Like,
I'm saying that you should file a restraining order where she can't be where you are.
Yeah.
You're not stopping her from learning. She can go watch the line. But the fact that she went and did that, that's for your protection, bro.
Yeah, I just...
I'd say do that.
Yeah, I'm just gonna have to get all the evidence. So remember that day, because I called you and I had the text messages where I was messaging you and you came out. So I guess I'm gonna have to reach out to all the people who were in the different areas where incidents happened and just get all the proof. Yeah, it's so hard. Like, because the dimple was like, okay, if she's doing this here, like, what if she comes to class and starts doing this crazy stuff?
I'm just not believing. You just don't do anything.
I don't.
You just sit there.
I did. I literally, like, all I said was, wow, Nika was sit down. All I said was, when I come to them, and then that made her even more mad. Oh, you're not going to answer me? Should I tell the world what kind of sheikh is that?
Oh,